One thing I hear a lot is I don't pray enough. People, good people of God, come and say, I don't pray enough. I haven't been praying as much as I should. The good question to ask ourselves is, so how much would that be? You know, if I appear, gave a beautiful homily on prayer and said, and really, guys, 30 minutes out of each day, you know, there's 1,200 or whatever, 1,320 minutes each day. You can't give 30 to God. Why can't you give 30 to God? Okay. Or I could say 45 minutes. I could say, no, really, God demands 45 minutes each day, or 60, or 8. We try to quantify this thing that really, if I was honest, I come up here, I say, how much should you be praying each day? Well, you should be praying 24 hours each day. St. Paul says, pray always. You should be praying every single minute of every day. In fact, that is what we're designed for, that we're designed to spend every moment of the day in communication with God. But guess what? It's not possible. That our eternal destiny, what we're designed for, is to spend every moment with God. But we're here on this earth in this valley of tears, and there's things that draw us away from God. In heaven, that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be spending every moment of every day in direct communion with God, and that's beautiful. And while we're on this earth, we experience a certain level of dissatisfaction because we're not fulfilling the end for which we're designed. And because of sin, we're really not fulfilling it. We're kind of getting drawn away. St. Paul says this. St. Paul says, well, you know, it's better if you're single because you can devote more of your time to God, but if you're married, and also if you have kids, you're being drawn down to the earth. That's just a fact of life. It's not bad. It's just, what are we designed for? We're designed for constant communication with God. What's possible on this earth? A lot of other things that draw us away from God. That aren't sinful, they just draw us away from God. And so, we sometimes think, you know, we look with envy at monks and nuns, like, look how much time they have to pray with God. And that's true. Their vocation, you know, lived well, is more close to what our eternal vocation is, which is to spend as much time as possible on this earth with God in communication. St. Padre Pio, who we celebrate today, who is obviously a holy man, has this great quote that says, duty before all else, even holy things. That if we are married, if we do have a job, if we do have kids, that's what God's calling us to do on this earth, to be custodians of those little spheres of duty that we find ourselves, that it's not a sin to take care of our kids, to go to work, to do things well. What's more important with God isn't necessarily quantifying that time. It's just taking the things that we have to do and raising them up to Him. And how do we do that? Just little moments of prayer, little moments of conversation with God while you're working, while you're taking care of your kids, inviting Him into those spheres. Otherwise, it's this weird partition world where, okay, I need to get my 45 minutes in, so I got to wake up at 3 a.m. and I got to get my, you know, little prayer time in. And meanwhile, the rest of the day, you're crabby with your kids and you don't even think about God and you're mad at your job. The better thing to do is invite God into those things. Take those little times of communication with Him and say, God, I wish I was spending time in heaven with You right now. I can't because I have to fill out this paperwork. But hey, since I have to fill out this paperwork, why don't You spend some time with me and let me know Your love while I have to do that? That's the prayer that we need on this earth, because there is a level of dissatisfaction. But we ask God, grant me the grace now to know Your loving presence so that one day I might spend all moments with You for eternity.